What is the state of America's health?
Well, I think it's not good. I think everybody knows that Americans are among the fattest and sickest people on the planet. And even though America spends more on healthcare as a percent of their total economy than any nation on the planet, and their track record for on this whole COVID-19 pandemic has also been pretty dismal. And when we think about almost a half a million deaths, number one in the world on that count. And, I think the big problem really in both the United States and Canada, for that matter, is that we actually have disease care systems as opposed to healthcare systems. And it's wonderful for fixing bones or people that have been in car accidents, but it's not great for what kills the vast majority of our populations. And of course, that is chronic diseases that are lifestyle induced. And we know our Western dietary pattern, we call it the SAD diet or the standard American diet, and our sedentary lifestyles are to blame. So how do we change that? I think we might start by beginning to subsidize foods that support health rather than undermine it. Perhaps we might consider removing industry influence from our national nutrition policies. We've done a pretty good job of that in Canada, not so much so in the United States. And perhaps we might make lifestyle medicine the first line of therapy for treating people that have lifestyle-induced chronic diseases. We might start actually offering it as a treatment option for people. And so I think there are some solutions, but we've got a long way to go. And at this point, it's just not good.
What are your thoughts on this passage from Gary Taubes, the author of The Case for Keto? The big difference between the physicians and researchers who admitted to using keto 20 years ago for temporary weight loss and those eating and prescribing keto today is that the latter now believe these diets are the healthiest way for them and their patients to eat. They don't worry about the saturated fat their patients will be eating because the clinical trials confirm this way of eating is beneficial, and they can see their patients and themselves getting healthier, often over the course of weeks or a few months. They are loath to recommend anything else. I've interviewed more than 120 of these physicians who tell me that they chose medicine as a career because they wanted to make their patients healthy, not to manage chronic disease. Getting their patients off carb-rich foods, at the very least, sugars, grains, and starches, and eating something akin to keto makes that happen. When public health authorities argue that a healthy diet for all means mostly plants, they make the job of these physicians and the challenge to their patients that much harder. So again, what are your thoughts on that passage from Gary Taubes?
Oh, it just makes me mad. I honestly think that Gary Taubes is just wrong about pretty much everything when it comes to health. And it's no coincidence that pretty much every national and international health authority on the planet disagrees with him. When they're making evidence-based recommendations, they're all recommending predominantly plant-based diets. And it's true that if we take sugar-sweetened beverages and sugar-laden white flour products off the menu, it's a good thing. And yes, those are carbohydrates. But taking away vegetables and fruits and legumes and whole grains and nuts and seeds is not a good thing. These are the foods, these are the carbohydrate-rich foods that are very, very strongly tied to longevity and disease risk reduction. And what is he replacing these foods with? Mainly animal-derived fat and protein. And animal-derived fat and protein is consistently linked to the risk of death and disease. We've got so much evidence for this. In the biggest meta-analysis to date, low carbohydrate diets were associated with a 32% increased risk of mortality. And they went on. When carbohydrate was replaced with animal-derived fat or protein, the risk of death increased 18%. And when carbohydrates were replaced with plant-derived fat or protein, the risk was reduced by 18%. You know, keto diets are so notoriously unhealthy that they rated dead last out of 39 diets for healthy eating in the 2021 U.S. News Diet Rankings. Why? Because they're so unhealthy.